And now, a production that gives new meaning to the phrase political theater. Remember the debates last year between vice presidential hopefuls Sarah Palin and Joe Biden? Well, a Boston composer has turned the candidates' words into an opera titled Say It Ain't So, Joe. The piece was commissioned by the Guerrilla Opera Company. It's being performed at the New England Conservatory this weekend. WBUR's Andrea Shea explains how closely in this production art imitates reality.
The inspiration behind the opera, Say It Ain't So, Joe, wasn't political. Librettist and composer Curtis Hughes says it was musical.
I think maybe the first utterance that generated musical thoughts in my head was a moment where Joe Biden got into a little bit of a loop, something along the lines of, I haven't heard how his policies are going to be different on Iran than George Bush's. I haven't heard how his policies are going to be different on Afghanistan than George Bush's.
I haven't heard how his policies are going to be different on Iran than George Bush's. I haven't heard how his policies are going to be different with Israel than George Bush's.
I haven't heard how his policies are going to be different on Iran than George Bush's. I haven't heard how his policies are going to be different with Israel than George Bush's. I haven't heard.
Literally, what you're hearing delivered by the singers is the pitch material of the debate itself.
About 90% of the libretto's words were lifted directly from the public record.
Governor Palin, you may respond.
John McCain, in referring to the fundamental of our economy being strong, he was talking to and he was talking about the American workforce and the American
workforce. John McCain, in referring to the fundamental of our economy being strong, he was talking to and he was talking about the American workforce.
Now, what I've done as a governor and as a mayor is truly had that track record of reform, and I've joined this team that is a team of mavericks with John McCain also.
Now, what I've done as a governor and as a mayor is truly had that track record of reform, and I've joined this team that is a team of mavericks with John McCain.
I've subtitled it A Light Tragedy, so I think that there's one way of reading it, that it is the tragedy of Sarah Palin. I'd say both Biden and Palin are the heroes of their own stories inside their own heads, so you could kind of take a heroic view from either perspective, in which case it's a heroic quest that in one case is a success and in one case is a failure.
The soprano playing Sarah Palin in Say It Ain't So, Joe is also joined on stage by singers playing the parts of Hillary Clinton, Diane Sawyer, Gwen Ifill, and Joe the Plumber. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The Guerrilla Opera Company's production of Say It Ain't So, Joe continues at the Zach Box Theater in the Boston Conservatory tonight and tomorrow.